We're reading this afternoon from the Psalm 14. To the chief musician, a Psalm of David. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, they have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looketh down from heaven upon the children of men, to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion, when the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people. Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. We know that God will bless his word. This psalm is a prayer for the atheist. In these days when atheism promotes itself with a zeal that is akin to missionary endeavour, we need to hear the words of this song. Evolution has removed God from science. Humanism has relegated man to a collection of cells. Materialism insists that our goals are restricted to what we can hear and experience in this life. Postmodernism claims that man is entitled to create his own rules and morality to suit his circumstances and environment. All of these concepts are driven by atheistic thinking, which is endemic in the Western world today. Atheism begins by denying the first words of Scripture. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The unproven theories of the Big Bang and evolutionary development have replaced Genesis 1 verse 1. Having removed the foundation stone of the Bible, the other stones are swiftly removed one by one. God's moral code is no longer deemed relevant. Even though large parts of the law remain the norm for a civilized society, governments select what is palatable and reject that which they deem unacceptable to modern taste. Therefore, man has become the arbiter of what is right and wrong. The objective law has been superseded by man's subjective judgment. With the erosion of the moral law, sin has effectively been removed from the modern psyche. All manner of reasons are used to explain the vilest of behaviours. Sin is never mentioned. Therefore, prisons have become treatment and reform centres rather than establishments where punishment is meted out. As sin is effectively removed, so redemption is a concept deemed unnecessary. The gospel, which is designed to save us from sin, is mocked at. The very idea that Jesus could die and rise again is for the religious fanatics, but it is not something for serious-minded people to believe in. And so society continues on, pushing out the boundaries, indulging in all manner of sin. Because of this subtle indoctrination, there is no God. What, however, does the Bible say about the situation we face today? The fool hath said in his heart, no God. Those who claim there is no God are fools. This is God's definition of the atheist. He is a fool. If you claim there is no God today, you are a fool. This is not my judgment. This is the verdict of the Bible, the Word of God. What we must understand and appreciate and consider today is this. There is a God who sees us and reads our very thoughts. This is an awesome fact that ought to drive atheism out of our souls. We are accountable to a greater and a higher power. One day we must stand before him. Even now, there is nothing to which he is oblivious. He takes an acute interest in all our individual lives. David says, the Lord looked down from heaven to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. As God looks down upon our lives, does he see in us a desire to seek him and to honour him? A desire to be forgiven by him. This is what God is looking for in the world today. But tragically, in many quarters, he does not behold a people seeking him. Instead, the world is increasingly populated by those who are the fools who claim no God. How do they live? How do they behave? David says, they are corrupt. There is none that doeth good. They are altogether become filthy. Atheism always leads to corrupt morals. Today we are looking on a world which is the image of the world that David saw as he penned the 14th Psalm. Our news is filled with bloodshed. A massacre in Cairo over the summer. Thousands dead in Syria, including a dreadful chemical attack. Carnage in a shopping mall in Nairobi. A beheading on the streets of London. And so the story goes on. The world is violent and evil beyond all words. This is because the world is rising up and saying, no God. Who is God? He is the God of the Bible. The God whose Son is Jesus Christ. The God who presents a clear message, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. There are many religions who create their own God, but their God is not a God of peace. He is a God of their own inventions. He is not the God who sent his Son to die for us. To worship your own God is tantamount to crying out, no God, because you are rejecting the one true God and creating a God to suit your own tastes. Therefore, by virtue of the rejection of the one true God, this world is becoming filled with desperate wickedness. There is but one hope for our world. It is alluded to in the final verse of David's song. Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. Atheism has blinded the hearts and minds of many. Salvation releases the captive. Salvation, this is freedom to know and experience God. This is the enjoyment of God, knowing that your sins have been forgiven. I am come, Jesus said, that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The atheistic experiment is a failure. Marxism attempted to impose atheism upon the peoples of Eastern Europe with disastrous social consequences. China currently does this today, but all reports indicate that the Chinese underground church is the most thriving Christian movement in the world. Atheism is a discredited theory. Salvation through Christ alone will give you purpose in this world and prepare you for the world to come. There is no true atheist when death comes calling. Joseph Addison, an 18th century English prose writer, tells of a ship bound for America where there was an atheist on board. He was the only man to fear when the ship became caught in a dreadful storm. Amid the tempest, he cried unto God for mercy. But when the sea became calm, he was quite embarrassed and insisted that the whole episode be forgotten. When shore was reached, sometime after reaching shore, he met a passenger who was on the ship who reminded him of his decision to trust God in the storm. The atheist was quite angry, insisting that it was not so. The argument became so fierce that the two men drew their swords and fought. The atheist was wounded. Thinking he would die again, he once again cried unto God for mercy. But when it was apparent that the wound was not fatal, he recanted and continued to promote his atheism. A somewhat amusing story, but it certainly illustrates that no one is an atheist at the point of death, because in the heart of every man there is an innate consciousness that there is a hereafter. In the words of Paul, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. Are you prepared for this? Don't live the foolish, wasted life of one who runs from the inevitable. Seek God today for life. Seek Christ and enjoy salvation. Be liberated in your mind and in your thinking. Don't be the fool who says there is no God, but be the wise man who considers his latter end and seeks Christ for salvation. I thank you so much for listening.